Hi, and welcome to our Sunday school class. This is our third lesson, and as you can tell, I'm back in our room again. I am so happy that I can be here, and I was happy to have children in our class last week, and some of you were missing, and I really missed you, but I hope you got your material and that you have been able to go over the lesson. I'll do a little review in just a few minutes so that we know we're all caught up on what we've been doing, but first, like we always do, we start out singing. And the first song that we're going to sing is the same one we do every week, the first song that we do every single week, which is so appropriate for our lessons now. You might notice that I forgot to bring my Bible down here into Sunday school class. So I got out one of our Bibles that we have in here, and sometimes you're holding, one of you is holding this Bible and shouting with it. So that's what we're going to do, only I'm going to hold this Bible for you. I want you to sing along with me, though, as we do the B-I-B-L-E. And some of you are getting old enough that you recognize your letters, and you can see that that's B-I-B-L-E, which spells Bible. So that's what we're singing about, and that's what our lessons are about, too. So it's so appropriate. All right, are we ready? We're going to sing the B-I-B-L-E starting now. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E spells Bible. Good job. Now, there was a song that I had taught some of you when we were meeting. It was fairly new, and it had numbers in it. And it was 1, 2, 3. And one of my friends, one of my teacher friends, had taught that to me many years ago. And so it might be new to some of you, but if we do it several times over the course of our lessons in our videos, we'll just do it one time today. But if you'll learn it as we go along. And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3. Jesus loves me. 1, 2, Jesus loves you. 3 and 4, he loves you more than you've ever been loved before. 5, 6, 7, we're going to heaven. 8, 9, simply divine. 8, 9, 10, this is the end, but it's so short. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, Jesus loves me. 1, 2, Jesus loves you. 3 and 4, he loves you more than you've ever been loved before. 5, 6, 7, we're going to heaven. 8, 9, simply divine. 8, 9, 10, this is the end, but there's no time to do it again. All right. Some of you will remember that, and maybe the rest of you will learn it. That's the good thing about video, is you can do it over and over again sometimes. Okay, we have been learning about prayer. And I'm going to hold this way. I have to move sometimes so that you can see. Okay, so our prayers, we have four kinds of prayers. You have your adoration prayer, which is when you tell God that you love him. There are thanksgiving prayers, which is when you tell God what you're thankful for. There are prayers of saying, I'm sorry. Those are confession prayers, and you say you're sorry. And then there's the supplication prayers. Those are please prayers. That's when we ask God for things. So today, I am going to pray, and I am going to say a thanksgiving prayer. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes. And as I pray, you can pray also if you want to. And you can tell God what you are thankful for. Okay? All right. Dear God, everything I see outside, all of your creation, it's a gift from you. Help me to be thankful every day. I want to especially thank you today for the sunshine and the rain that makes everything grow and makes it so beautiful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so now let's talk about some of our Bible truths, things that we've been learning. I ask these questions pretty much every week, I think. But it's good to review and to talk about these things. What did we say is the most important book that's ever been written? There are so many books, but the most important book is the Bible.
Exactly.
The Bible is the most important book ever written. Okay, what is the Bible? I wish I could hear you saying it, because I know some of you are saying it. Some of you say it all the time when I ask. It's God's Word. He wrote it. Okay? Is the Bible true? Yes, because I just said it's God's Word and He wrote it. So are there any mistakes in the Bible? No, there are no mistakes in the Bible because, again, God wrote it and He never tells a lie. So everything in here is true. We have been looking at some lessons, learning about some things about God's Word. One of the things that we found out was that God's Word is better than gold and sweeter than honey. So anything that we get, jewelry or money of any kind, it's better than that. And any kind of sweet thing that we like cupcakes and ice cream and honey, it's sweeter than that. Means we love it more than that even. Okay, so that's one of the things that we learned in our first lesson. What is the best way to learn about God? Let me give you a hint. There you go. The Bible. That's how we learn about God. No other book tells us about God like the Bible does. We learned last week that God is infinite. See? Talked about God being infinite. That's because He can't be measured. Remember I got out the tape measure? No way that you can measure God. He's infinite. We also said that He is unsearchable. If you got out your binoculars and tried to find God by looking up into the heavens, not going to happen. You're not going to be able to see Him that way. He's unsearchable. So God is infinite and unsearchable. So we are going to learn some more things today about the Bible and about God. Let's start out with our finger play. Okay, this is my Bible. I open it wide to see what is written on the inside. So that's what I'm going to do. I am going to open my Bible. Just a moment. Let me get our chart ready so that when I need it, I will have it. The first verse I'm going to read to you is the very first verse in the Bible. It's at the very front in the book of Genesis. Can you see that in here? The verse is Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, who was at the beginning? Who was there at the very beginning? God. The Bible says that God was there in the beginning. And we know from God's Word that this is true. Well, what did God do in the very beginning of time? He created the heavens and the earth. He created everything out of nothing. Can you do that? Can you take nothing? Nothing. There's nothing in my hands. And suddenly, oh, I've created something. There it is. No. If I make something, I have to take paper or glue or cloth and scissors and needle and thread. You might use crayons and markers. You might take clay, mold it. Probably have some paint and all sorts of things to make beautiful things. But not God. All God had to do was create the heavens and the earth. He just spoke them into existence. He had none of those things because He didn't need them. And actually, He created all those other things we talked about. He created the things necessary to make that stuff. He created all the trees that we use to make paper and everything that we need, like wax and things like that for crayons, other things are made from, or everything we have is made from something. And what that something is that they're made from is something that God made. God made everything. So let me ask you a question. Who created God? Who created God? Nobody created God, because he's always been there. God had no beginning. We have beginnings. Okay, now, none of us remember our beginning. I'm sure you don't remember the day you were born. But somebody does. Somebody remembers the day that you were born. And when we celebrate birthdays, we're celebrating the day that somebody was born. But God doesn't have a birthday, because he's always been. He's always been. We began, but God didn't. God has always been. Let me show you something to kind of help illustrate this a little bit. Do you see this line here? Okay, this is a line segment, or a segment of line. It has a beginning and it has an ending. Okay, it's a dotted line. I see that. I know that. But it has a beginning and it has an ending. It goes, starts one place, ends another. Okay. Now, let's look at this shape down here. What is this shape right here? Do you know? Somebody said circle. This is a circle. Where does the circle start? And I don't mean where did I start drawing it. Where does a circle start? And where does a circle end? A circle has no beginning and it has no end. It just keeps going. Well, like a circle, God isn't a circle, but like a circle, God has no beginning and he will have no end. When he created the world, it had a beginning and it will keep going until God says it's time for it to end. It's like a line. It's not like a circle. So when something goes on forever, didn't have a beginning and doesn't have an ending, we call that eternal. Well, the only thing that's eternal is not really a thing at all. It's a person, and that's God. God is eternal. But we can find something else out about God. So let me read you a verse. It's in the very last book of the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 1, and I'm going to read you verse 8. And verse 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. All right, so this has some words in it that you may not understand. Okay. So, there are other languages besides just the English that we speak. One of the languages that is spoken is Greek. Well, Greek, the first letter in the Greek alphabet looks a whole lot like our first letter. See that? That is Alpha. That's the first letter of the Greek alphabet. And then see this one over here? That's Omega. That's the last letter of the Greek alphabet. So it's kind of like when we do our ABCs, A is the first letter and Z is the last letter. So when this verse says that God is like the Alpha and Omega, it's telling us that God was at the beginning and God is at the end. God is eternal. He didn't have a beginning. He didn't have an end. He was there at the beginning and he's going to be there at the end. But he is the beginning and the end. God is here today. He has always been here. He always will be here. No one had to make God. He will always be. Forever. God will always be. Okay, so let me ask you a question based upon some of the things that we've just read. What did God create? Did you say everything? Because if you did, you'd be right. When you look around, you might see many things. Like you might see like a dog or a cat. You might see snowflakes when you go outside. You might see rainbows, and lightning, and flowers, and bees, and stars. All kinds of things. God made everything. And here, I've got some pictures to show you here, too. Well, all of these things were created by God also. Okay, do you see them? We got a beach scene here. And so we've got like the palm tree, and we got crab, we got all kinds of sand, and we got the birds, and we have some shells, and we have the girl and the boy. We have the sky and the clouds, and we have water. Oh, and here's the sun. Well, when we look at all these things, we know that somebody had to make all of this. So we know God exists through his creation and the Bible. Those are the ways we know God exists. The Bible tells us that God exists, but when you look around, you see all the things that God made and you say, huh, somebody had to have made that. Now, sometimes there's people who say, no, God didn't make that. Nobody made that. It just appeared. Just appeared out of nowhere. Like me saying, here, I'm holding out my hands. I'm making something. No, I don't see anything. It's not possible. Nothing comes from nothing. There is no way that something just came by itself. If I were to have you in this room and I was to ask you, these chairs that are in our room, who made this? Who made this chair? You'd say, I don't know. I wasn't there when it was made. No, but let me ask you this. Did somebody make this chair? Or did this chair just show up? Nobody made it. Nope, somebody made it. Somebody definitely made it. We might not know who made it, but somebody made it, because everything that we see, even the stuff like up on our bulletin board, I've got a calendar going up here so we know what day it is. This lesson is for the August 9th, the third lesson. Well, everything you see in our room, everything you see everywhere, somebody made it. It didn't just show up. Somebody bought it. Brought it, somebody made it, somebody bought it, brought it, and put it in this room. Isn't that amazing? Well, that's the way it is with God's world. It's like if we went to the seashore, we couldn't sit there and say, look at all this sand that just showed up. Or look at these trees growing there. Or look at these birds. Huh. When we see them, that tells us somebody made those. Somebody made those trees, and somebody made those birds, and somebody made that sun. Somebody made those people. God did. Okay? And he can do that. He's the only one who could have created it all by himself, because he's eternal. If there was nothing and then suddenly there's something, somebody made it. Well, that person who made it, if there was nothing, has to be eternal. Is that confusing? Yes, it is. But if you remember that God is eternal. Nobody made God. He has no birthdays. Nobody made him. But he made everything. Who made everything? God made everything. All right. So, let's look now at our memory verse. Okay? forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. Okay? Forever, O Lord, thy word, the Bible, is settled in heaven. So the same Bible that tells us that God created the heaven and the earth, it's going to last forever. This Bible that God wrote, it's going to last forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And that is Psalm 119, verse 89. That's our memory verse. Now, today we learned that God is eternal, and God is the creator of everything. And everything that we see in his creation tells us that there is a God, just like the Bible says that there is. It takes someone to make everything. When we look at chairs and buildings and things like that, we know that God gave people brains and the ability to make those things. When we see things like plants and oceans and stars that people can't make, we know that God created them. And we also know that no one created God. All right, so in your box that I sent home for you, you have your worksheet. It says we can know God exists. And this worksheet has a line to match. You draw a line to the things that match. Okay, so you can do that. If you want, you have your mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, somebody to read, go online and read the Justin and Jesse story for you. You can see that their little sister is having a birthday. Okay, remember, God doesn't have birthdays. God's always been. All right. Then in your packet, there's some craft material. There's a door hanger that you can make. Now, just a note to the parents here. I put in foam sticks instead of craft sticks, because craft sticks are things that children want to paint. And so in my class, for the most part, I don't use craft sticks if I can get away with the foam, because they're already nice and colorful. They can draw on them or color on them if they want to. So you've got your piece of paper in there. They can color that. There's something on there that they can color if they want to. And then I put some little brads in. You can see on the back here that they got the little brads. You can poke a hole, put it on there. You want to make sure that you have this close enough that you can glue to the sides. Okay? And the top brads is where you loop a little bit around the top of the pipe cleaner around there. And that way it makes a nice hanger. You can either put it on a door or you can put it on the wall. Okay, so that's your craft for this week. All right, I have enjoyed being with you in Sunday school, and I look forward to the time when we can be together again. You have a wonderful week.